Need some help finding some edge in the prop market? Check out the Props AI tool on the Linestar app, your one-stop shop for all the information you need to place smarter bets. Gain insights into player history, projections, and trends, along with sportsbook odds. You can even compare the lines across multiple sportsbooks using our prop finder. Get the edge with Props AI today at linestarapp.com and take your prop betting game to the next level. Good luck, and as always, bet responsibly. Welcome to the Pre-Snap Podcast presented by Linestar, your top five NFL player prop bets for week 16 in the NFL. Alongside my co-host Tyler Wieman, I am Shannon Somerville. Happy holidays, everyone. We made it to the holiday week. So let's get into some props, earn that money, because I know we made a racked up a couple of bills buying presents for all you guys who were into that. Last week on the show, we were 3-2 in our picks. So we're looking for to go 5 for 5 here today. I think we got it 2 weeks ago. We went 5-0 on this show. So hopefully we're going to run it back again and have another successful week here on Underdog Fantasy Pick'em and hopefully get on the nice list as we head into 2024. It's crazy. The season has flown by, Tyler. I cannot believe we are already approaching Christmas, New Year's, all the holidays. Season's wrapping up soon. Yeah. We gotta finish with a bang here on our show. Overall record for us, 40-34 on the season, 54%. So let's end the season on a high note and go out with some really good tickets here to end things. If you haven't already, do us a huge favor. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to our channel, and comment below. A comment enters you into the prop bets contest. If we go 5 for 5 like we did 2 weeks ago, we also did it two other times this year. One randomly selected commenter will win $200. You got to be in it to win it. And so make sure all you got to do again, like this video, subscribe to our channel, comment below, and you're automatically entered in to win. We'll also get the money gun out if we go 5-0. Money sunglasses. We're ready and we're prepared with the props to nail our props. All right. Let's get things started here. Also, before we get into it, Props AI is the tool that we're using to find the best value in the prop market on Underdog Fantasy Pick'em. So in these graphics, you'll see pop up. This is the Linestar app that you're looking at. So that you can find that at linestarapp.com if you're interested. Check it out. Take it for a free spin. It's an awesome tool that'll just help you out tremendously in the prop market like it has for us and in other sports as well. So make sure to check that out. All right, let's start things off with Carolina Panthers wide receiver Adam Thielen. Higher than 44.5 receiving yards on Underdog Fantasy Pick'em. Thielen's averaging 62 receiving yards per game. So this line is significantly lower. He's also gone over that 44.5 mark in 8 of 14 games this season. Going up against the Green Bay Packers, who actually ranked 28th in pass defense DVOA versus wide receiver ones. I mean, the Packers just allowed 4 pass catchers for the Bucs to go over this mark. So you got to think he's in a good spot. Still no word yet on whether Jaire Alexander is going to be back for the Packers on defense. If he is, it's a little bit more risky. However, this line seems a little bit low for Adam Thielen. He's basically the number one option there in Carolina. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely a little bit low. And I mean, a ton of the wide receiver ones this year have been going over versus Green Bay. So I like the spot a lot. I mean, if Jaire is back, it definitely hurts a little bit. But this line is so low that he should be able to do it. He was on absolute fire to start the season. And he's cooled off a decent amount, but he's still averaging 62 yards a game. So I like the spot for him, and I think it's just a too low of a line, and he goes over.
Another wide receiver with a pretty low line here on Underdog Fantasy Pick'em is Jerry Jeudy, Denver Broncos wide receiver. We like the higher here for 37.5 receiving yards. Projection for Linestar and the consensus, look at that, both projecting way over that. And this is a player who had 74 last week against Detroit, averaging 44.7 receiving yards per game over an 8 of 13 games. This week, going up against the New England Patriots, they ranked 23rd in pass defense DVOA versus wide receiver 2. Jerry Jeudy, kind of a wide receiver 2 option for Russell Wilson in that Denver Broncos offense. But he's got some wide receiver 1 type skills that can definitely help get him over this mark for us. What do you think, Tyler?
Yeah, 9 of 14 wide receivers have been over in this spot versus New England. So I definitely think it's a decent spot for him. And look, if you're Bill Belichick, you're going to try and, you know, stop Sutton or Javonte Williams, you're not going to be keen in on Jerry Jeudy. And Jeudy is good at just creating space to get open. And we have a low, low line at 37.5, where he's averaging, you know, 7 yards more than this per game. So I like the spot. He's been over in 62%. He might as well be over again.
And I'm so glad you mentioned that Bill Belichick point there. It's like, that's exactly what he does, right? Take out the best player on an opposing team and just kind of like eliminate them from the equation by focusing on them. And I think with what he's going to do here, game planning is going to be Courtland Sutton, stop him, which leaves a lot of opportunity there for Jerry Jeudy. So a nice play there. Next up, we're going to the Dallas Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb, higher than 87.5 receiving yards. Lamb's gone over this in 6 of 14 games. Just once has he gone over this in the last 5 games. I say he's due against this Miami Dolphins team, Tyler. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody can do it, it's definitely CeeDee Lamb. Miami has been fairly good versus the wide receiver one, but look, this is a matchup where I think both sides, Miami and Dallas, are going to come out going, we need to put up points on the board. And when Dallas has thought that, what they have done is thrown the ball to CeeDee Lamb early and often, and they just haven't stopped. And those are all of the really big weeks he's had this year. So I like the spot for him, even though wide receiver ones haven't done quite as well versus Miami as versus some other teams.
Yeah, we're looking at a really high-scoring affair there. Great game on deck for us between the Dallas Cowboys and Miami Dolphins, but love CeeDee Lamb's spot here. As you mentioned, you know Mike McCarthy's going to get him very involved in the game plan early and often, especially knowing that they've got to keep up with Tua and Tyreek and what they do this week in Week 16. All right, those are our 3 picks for the LineStar app, and now it is time for Tyler and I to give our picks. Tyler, where are you headed on Underdog Fantasy for your pick'em pick?
All right, I gotta go lean back into the Tyler bump. So it has been a common theme over the last 2 weeks. You know, I went Tyler Lockett, I went Tyler Higbee, and now I'm going Tyler Boyd, higher than 32.5 yards. Look, our line star projections, almost 42 yards. The consensus is almost 41 yards. So we have a nice buffer there, and he's averaging 41 yards on the season. He's been over 9 of 14 games. And now there's also no Lamar in the lineup. So Lamar is going to be missing, and he's been over in 64 games, 64% of the games as it is, now should get some extra targets. So I like the spot for him.
All right, nice pick there. For my pick, I'm going with a tight end for the New York Giants, Darren Waller, higher than 37.5 receiving yards. LineStar and the consensus both liking the over here. Waller averaging 47 receiving yards per game. He's gone over in 5 of 9. And going up against a Philadelphia Eagles team that has struggled against opposing tight ends. In fact, they rank 29th in pass defense DVOA versus tight ends. In fact, 5 of the last 7 tight ends they face have gone over this line. And Darren Waller is essentially like one of the few. He's basically a wide receiver one at this point. I mean, he's one of the best options in the passing game for the New York Giants, for Tommy DeVito. And we like Darren Waller here to clear that over at 37.5. I think that's just too low for him against this Philadelphia Eagles team that has, let's face it, they've struggled a little bit on defense. I do think that the Eagles as a whole have a nice bounce back week. However, I think Darren Waller will still be able to get there on the receiving yards. So that's where we're going to go for this week. Underdog Fantasy Pick'em. Lock it in. Let us know where you're headed in the prop market. Make sure you comment below. A comment also enters you into our prop bets contest, so you can win $200 if we go 5-0. Hey, we've done it before, so let's do it again. Let's end the year on a high note here. Good luck. Happy holidays out there. I know everyone's going to be celebrating, so hopefully we can get our picks so we can be celebrating just a little bit more. All right, good luck, everybody. We'll see you guys next time.
Good luck, guys. Have a good one.